Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love, love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. When you get there, you'll find many things. It's pretty much small business heaven there, ladies and gentlemen. And when you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which is one little slice of heaven there. Comes every week on Sunday by email, and we're now in our sixth year of publishing that e-zine. And also, don't forget all the other things. You can listen to archives, read articles, find out more about our Brain Trust members, including the one who's with us right now. Karen Harnett is with us, and she's with the NFIB Legal Foundation. Folks, I want to give you just a little bit of history. Many of you have, if you've been listening to the show for very long, you know how much I admire the work of the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. And they now have, and they work very hard. Their organization works very hard on a state level and on a federal level to defend you and me, to protect us from people who either would like to do us harm or don't really care much about us. So they don't pay much attention when they're passing laws and making regulations. The NFIB protects us against those things. They do a good job. And Karen is the executive director of their legal foundation. And you've met Karen before. She's been on the show before. Let's get her in here because I want her to talk to us about a case that's before the Supreme Court today. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim, for having me. It's great to be back.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, Karen. It's good to talk to you again. Okay. There's a case that's being heard before the Supreme Court, and what I want you to do is I want you to tell us what the case is about for just a second, and then I want you to go back and tell us how a case like this comes to pass.
That sounds good. Well, the case concerns basically the rights of all taxpayers, and including small businesses. And it concerns fairness and transparency, which is something I think all of us would think should be in our judicial system.
Isn't that our inalienable right, Karen?
Correct. And that is why we are involved with this case, because, quite frankly, the tax court, where small businesses and other taxpayers will go to challenge, an income tax liability. That's where they go to do that. They have a process which makes it really hard if you don't agree with their final decision to appeal it. Mm-hmm. And so, unlike any other court in the nation, they keep the determinations as to your credibility as a taxpayer, whether or not you're telling the truth, these sorts of things are really kept under a veil. So it's hard for you if you don't like their decision to go further and challenge it in the appeals court, and that's why we got involved.
So it's before the Supreme Court. It's before the Supreme Court now to try to get that veil lifted?
Yes, we've gone to the Supreme Court and we've said, look, this is happening. And quite frankly, it's very interesting. Most people didn't know this was happening. And I'm hopeful that the Supreme Court will be outraged by this practice because, again, no other court in the land has the secret procedure. And how it works is if you're
Pardon me, Karen. The reason that you're involved as a representative of the NFIB and me, because I'm a member of the NFIB, is you filed a friend of the court amicus brief, didn't you?
Correct. We filed a brief with the court on behalf of the taxpayers in this case.
Right.
And basically how this happens, especially for a small business owner, the tax court is the only place that you can go to fight an income tax without first having to pay what they say you owe. So it's an attractive option for many small businesses who don't agree with their tax bill. And so they'll go to the tax court and they'll say, we don't think that this tax amount is right. Well, the first people that hear this is something called a special trial judge. And they listen to your story as a taxpayer and they...
Can I stop you for just a second?
Yes.
Aaron, let's go back and talk just for a moment about how this actually would happen. When you say if we don't agree with an income tax, let's say that we're a small business owner, we paid our taxes, but we get audited. And the audit comes out that, and they say, you know, we determined that you still owe us $9,000 plus interest and penalties.
Correct.
And
that is exactly when this would happen.
And then you could either write the check and then take them to what kind of a court?
Well, actually, that's what's the beauty of the tax court. You wouldn't have to write.
But I mean, if you didn't go to the tax court, what would be your option?
Well, then you just pay it.
Just pay it and forget about it and move on. But with the tax court, you can actually say, "I'm going to sue you in tax court, IRS," and that basically stops all the whole process, doesn't it?
Correct.
Okay, so that's where we are, folks. And you disagree with the findings of the audit or the bill that they send you or whatever, and so you go to tax court. Now, where is a tax court? Where would one be? How far would the average person have to go to get to a tax court?
I think they're all over the United States.
But I mean, are they? There's not like one in every town, though.
Maybe not in every town.
Yeah.
But they're definitely in places regionally in all the 50 states.
Right, but a small business owner would have to load up their attorney and their accountant and go to that city, wherever that would be, to the tax court.
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
All right, I'm sorry. I wanted my audience to sort of get a flavor for what this process would look like. All right, now go ahead.
Right, and so once you got there, you would tell your story to a special trial judge, and he would essentially determine, he or she, whether or not he thinks you're telling the truth and you know, all those basic fundamental things that would happen at any normal court hearing. Mm-hmm. And then he or she writes up a report and presents that to the tax court. And that's really the rub, because that report is something you're never going to get to see under the current process. It's kept secret from you and from everybody other than the tax court itself, who's supposed to rely on it.
So the special trial judge hears the case and then reports to the tax court his or her findings.
Correct.
And then the tax court hands down their ruling.
Yes, they make the final decision.
And if they say you still owe $9,000 plus taxes and penalties, you just have to deal with that?
Well, if you choose to appeal it, and that's really where ours comes in, if you disagree with that, you choose to appeal it, you can either pay it at that point or you can appeal it. And if you appeal it, the problem is that you're never going to get to see the report that was really used to make the decision against you.
You don't know how to defend yourself, do you?
Right. That is exactly the problem. And it's fundamentally unfair and contrary to every protection the Constitution provides.
It's like its own little, it's in its own little universe separate from our legal system, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Karen, hold on to that thought. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk a little bit more about this and find out what's going to be happening today in the Supreme Court. And this is very important stuff, and it affects you and me during our career. It could happen to any of us. 10, 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Really makes it fast. With one more thing.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. The Small Business Advocate, Karen Harned, is our guest. She is Executive Director of the NFIB's Legal Council, Legal Foundation, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And Karen and I are talking about this case that's before the Supreme Court right now. The name of the case is Ballard versus Commissioner of the IRS. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, so, folks, what we're talking about is that when you object to a bill that you've been given by the IRS, you would be most likely to take it to tax court and to contest it there. But if you didn't like the results of the findings of the tax court, you wouldn't be able, and you decided to appeal it, you wouldn't be able to see how the tax court determined that this thing that you disagree with. And are you saying, Karen, that in the appeals process, what court would that be appealed to?
Well, that then would go to a U.S. Court of Appeals.
A regular, just like any other kind of a trial?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
But you would not even have access to, I mean, what happened to discovery?
Right, that's exactly. And, you know, again, the special trial judge, the person that's hearing your case from the beginning that the tax court is relying on their determinations. They're hearing your testimony. They're deciding whether or not they think you're truthful. They're hearing the testimony of the IRS agents. They're deciding whether or not they think that, you know, they're being forthright and, you know, did their audit properly. And all of those are things that, you know, their determinations, you can't see, so you can't look for holes in what they were, in their reasoning for finding against you.
And so there you are sitting in the appeals court on the one side with whatever you have, and on the other side is the IRS fighting this in the appeals court, but they have information that in any other court in the land they would have to share with you.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, they don't have to.
That is right.
As of right now.
That is something that we argued very strongly before the Supreme Court in our brief, because we said this is the only court in the nation where this practice happens, and that is just not right.
I hope, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're as outraged by this as I am. Karen, I thought I knew a little bit about this process, but I did not know that they could prevent you from having the information that they knew. And you know, we're not talking about, you know, obviously, in any kind of a court case, you know, you don't always tell the other side what's going on, but there are certain elements of all the documents that everybody gets to see, aren't there?
Correct. And especially when this is pertaining to your liability and how they're deciding that. What if the IRS agent, is telling inaccurate statements, and it turns out that that's the main thing that the special trial judge, you know, relied on in their decision? Well, you're not going to know that that was the main thing they relied on in the decision.
Let me throw something else out at you.
Because you're not going to see that report.
Let me throw something else out at you, Karen. It seems to me that it would be possible, quite likely, actually, that a small business owner would take it to court, take it to tax court, be ruled against them, and because they couldn't see the case that was brought against them, the findings, would not be able to make a good determination of what their chances were in an appeal, and therefore make a bad decision one way or the other.
That is an excellent point, because I think that's very true.
Either to say, well, I'll just pay it, rather than go through all this other stuff, I've got to get back to work, and without realizing that the IRS didn't have a strong case, that nobody would agree with them but themselves, or that you would take it to the appeal and not realize that these people don't, you know, they've got you, dead to rights.
Right. Yes, it's very hard to make informed decisions and to make informed, you know, challenges when you don't have any information. And basically, that's what we're living in. We're living in a secretive process and, you know, requiring full disclosure and transparency for all records is essential for small businesses, and making sure that they have the ability to properly challenge decisions in the tax court is critical. And
are you hoping that Ballard versus IRS that's being heard before the Supreme Court today will result in a precedent-setting finding?
Correct. We're hoping that the Supreme Court will truthfully be outraged by this process and say this can no longer continue.
It's hard to believe that they don't know that it's going on, though. These are not dummies up there.
Right, but it's amazing to me the attorneys I've talked to that didn't know about this. I think those.
Well, and Karen, I didn't know about it.
A lot of others, you know, this is just another cog in the big government wheel, and it's hard to keep track of it all.
Well, you know, Karen, I didn't know about it, and if I didn't know about it, you know, I can see how the Supreme Court wouldn't know about it, right?
Right. So I'm hopeful that they'll be outraged, and I'm hopeful that the arguments will go well today.
I am, too, and I want you to keep us posted on this, and I want to thank you on behalf of small business owners everywhere for the work that you do, Karen, and for the work that the NFIB Legal Foundation does, and for the work that the NFIB does, and I want you to give us your website, please.
Yes, we are at www.nfiblegal.com.
Okay. And
you can also just go to the nfib.com website and click on legal.
And folks, next time an NFIB person calls you or drops by, give them a few minutes of your time. Tell them I said to give you some time. Give them some time and consider them, folks. They work hard for you and me. It's a worthy organization to support. Thank you, Karen. We're going to look forward to you keeping us posted on this.
Great, thank you.
We'll see you next time. Quick break, right back with Mr. Sam Norwood. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.